All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
This is the Berman Project. Hey, this is JD here, back for another week of looking at my journey of mental wellness through the lens of the art of the late David C. Berman. Yeah, it's the Berman Project. I'm glad you're here. And it's real good if you're new around here. It seems to me that the word has gotten out a little bit, and there's a few more of you out there listening, even more than I would have imagined. So that's really lovely, and I want to welcome you, and I want to thank you, and I just want to wish you well. And we're in a real troubling, trying time right now, you know, finance, health, social. You know, it's a fucking hell of a ride out there right now. And I'm just so pleased that you decided to buckle in and be a part of things. So there's that. I am doing all right right about now. I had a great therapy session last week. I'm waiting for my most current one to occur. It will be happening as you're listening to this. If you listen to it the day it drops, it'll be happening on Monday, the 12th. I feel like there was some breakthroughs in that session last week. And as a result, I finished that session and recorded an episode, set up a YouTube page, created a YouTube video, went and did some work on my patio, drank a couple beers, watched a ball game, and called it a night. And it was a good one. And the next day it started out even better because it was my kids' first day of school. And, they still want me to walk them to school. So there's that. I still haven't really wrapped my head around, you know, incremental learning. I struggle with that. Trying to play guitar, for example, something that you have to really work at, you know, before you get good, or even passable, you know, as the case may be. Or maybe I'm just not cut out for it. I don't know. Maybe I'm not giving myself the benefit of the doubt. And it's just not something that I'm, you know, this is my easel. This is my mural. Podcasting. This is what I do. I can't draw. I can't paint. Maybe this is what I do and I should just be fucking happy. Or I should strap on my running shoes and go out for a goddamn run and shut the fuck up. But it's harder than that, isn't it? It's not just shut the fuck up. It's harder than that. And that's why I still haven't got my blood work done. And that's why, you know, I'm falling behind in a couple other things. Because it's fucking hard. And it's even harder when you've got voices in your head that do nothing but berate you and talk down to you and make you feel 6 inches tall. It's why I can joke. I don't like myself very much with, you know, my tongue planted firmly in cheek. I'm my own worst critic. I'm harsh. I basically hate everything I do. It's pretty straightforward. And everything I am. But I don't at the same time. So I really struggle with this dichotomy. Yeah. I struggle. And continue to struggle. But that's it, right? That's the struggle. To struggle. Let's listen to some music. This is The Unchained Melody by Silver Jews on The Berman Project. Okay, so the song is just getting somewhere and it fades out, and that's a drag, man. Because there's a very long instrumental portion that reminds me of when we used to jam, you know? Remember that? That was fun, right? Oh, man. We used to jam. Oh, God. Those were the days. You know, one of my favorite jokes ever by a comedian, Toronto comedian, well, Calgary, Toronto by the way of Calgary. And I've probably said this before, but here's the joke. I'm not nostalgic, but man, did I ever used to be. And that, like that and waiting for validation are, those are things I should have tattooed on my body somewhere. Maybe one on each ass cheek just to show what a fucking goddamn fool I am. Just a fool to believe I have anything she needs. She's like the wind. And this song is also like the wind. To quote Gord Downie, the laziest wind. It doesn't blow around you. It blows right through you. This song just blows right through you. It's just a fun jam session. Again, everybody's sort of doing their own thing, and but it's, you know, it's groovy enough. And then we get into some weird vocals, which I dig the melody. It's very punky. It's very fits the, you know, the aesthetic of the song. I don't know about the content. I think he drops the British word for cigarettes, fag. I'm pretty sure he drops that in there, soap opera fags. Maybe I heard that wrong. Maybe it was soap opera mags. Maybe this is the kind of thing I should check before I say something so horrible. Please forgive me. So there's that. What do you say we get into some Berman poetry? I'm going to try something a little different this episode, and I'm going to play a little bed music for our poem. So let's get right to it. This one is called The Spine of the Snowman, and it comes from Actual Air. This is the fifth poem in the book. On the moon, an old caretaker in faded clothes is holed up in his pressurized cabin. The fireplace is crackling, casting sparks onto the instrument panel. His eyes are flickering over the earth, looking for Illinois, looking for his hometown, gnarled heritage, until his sight is caught in the chimneys and frosted aerials. He thinks back on the jeweler's son who skated the pond behind his house and the local supermarket with aisles that curved off like country roads. Yesterday, the robot had been asking him about snowmen. He asked if they had minds. No, the caretaker said, but he'd seen one that had a raccoon buried up in its head. Most had a carrot nose, some coal, buttons, and twigs for arms, but others were more complex. Once they started to melt, things would rise up from inside the body, maybe a gourd, which was an organ, or a long, knobbed stick, which was the spine of the snowman. The robot shifted uncomfortably in his chair. Holy fuck. I don't have a whole lot of experience with poetry, although I did take a course in university when I was a English lit major. I took a course called Poetry 101. And I think I still have the tome somewhere, the big book that you got. And I had some favorites. I fancied myself a poet. And after listening and reading these few works so far, like, my best work isn't a phrase, you know, in his work. Like, it wouldn't amount to a phrase. And that's being very generous. It's lovely. It's evocative. It's, you know, sort of frighteningly detailed. This character talking to his robot. You know, spending his time looking back at Earth and where he grew up, where he's from. Did he ever even make a snowman? Was he ever on Earth? I don't know. It's fascinating. If you feel the same, shoot me an email, jd@mediumalchemist.com. I do not have an @Berman Project email. That is not something I have. So there's that. Last week, I debuted something on YouTube. I hope if you're of the mind, you would go to the YouTube channel and subscribe, watch it there or listen to it there. I put a little bit of work into, you know, a visual presentation for you. No, it's nothing much, but, you know, that's what it is. Maybe it'll get better if people watch it. I don't know. We'll see. I miss you dearly. I hope you're proud of everything you've done. 'Cause the whole lot of you are the fucking bomb. So thanks for sticking around. And hey, wash your goddamn hands.
The Berman Project is a production of Duvra Podcasts and Such. You can find out more about the show at www.thebermanproject.xyz. That's right. I'm fucking Canadian. I'm also social. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, and all the rest. @BermanProject.
Duvra! Podcasts and such.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.